The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
You're very welcome back to Friday's Last Word. Nathan Murphy stepping in for Matt this evening. 087 4100 102 for your messages on WhatsApp. So the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, is to leave his post within the next year. It's been reported that Drew Harris has turned down an extension to his contract and will leave his post in 10 months' time. He was appointed as Garda Commissioner in 2018 for 5 years and he accepted a two-year extension in 2023. Conor Lally, Crime and Security Editor with The Irish Times is with us. Good evening, Connor.
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Drew Harris' decision to step away, is that going to come as a surprise to people in government?
Well, you know, as you said in your intro there, he was recruited in 2018. He took up the job in September 2018. That was for a five-year deal. He obviously came in from the PSNI and took over at the helm of the Guards. And then last year, he was offered a two-year extension, and that'll take him up to around May or June of next year. So look, he was kind of... You know, for the last year or so, we've known that his contract extension was due to expire around next May or June. So not surprising in that sense. I suppose what's a little bit more surprising is the things that have been going on behind the scenes. He was approached a couple of times to see, you know, might he think about staying on? And the process for him now, he will turn 60 in April. And because he's over the age of 60, any extension to his tenure as commissioner now would really have to go through a process that he didn't have to go through last time round. He would have to apply to be able to continue working as a Garda over the age of 60. So there would be a few more, you know, hoops that he'd kind of have to jump through if he wanted to get his contract extended for a second time. So he was asked a couple of times the government were trying to assess if he would be open to the idea. He said he wasn't, that he planned to go when his term was, you know, when his current contract expired. And because of that, there were no more formal talks, because obviously, you know, he would have to indicate that he was happy to maybe extend his deal by a year more or so. And when he said he wasn't, there weren't any more talks. So efforts made to keep him, but he has politely declined and he will go, as I say, at the very latest around the end of May, early June next year. You know, these people sometimes go earlier, but certainly that's when his contract is due to expire.
I can't imagine there'll be too many tears shared by the GRA, but the fact that he's been asked to stay would suggest that the Minister for Justice, Helen McIntyre, has been more than happy with his performance.
Yeah, I mean, the government has been happy with his performance. I suppose one of his big problems is he was brought in after a period of, you know, an awful lot of controversy in the Guards. He took the job, as I say, in 2018. The Commission on the Future of Policing in Ireland had just published its report then, and it kind of set out a plan to transform on Garda Síochána. As I say, there had been controversy really for years leading up to that period. So he came in really with a blueprint, with a plan published for him to carry out reforms. Some of those reforms, I suppose, would have gone back to the time of people like Noreen O'Sullivan as the Garda Commissioner. They would have started at that point about a year and a half, 2 years before Drew Harris came into office. But anyway, the big plan was really set out in the report that was published as he took office. Now, the problem for him is there was an awful lot of work in that, and then obviously COVID came along. And really, there was a very significant role there for on Garda Síochána for really about a two-year period, you know, keeping people within 2Ks of their home and 5Ks and all of that. A lot of the Guards' efforts went into policing COVID. And then during the COVID period, Garda numbers fell because the Garda College had to close. And the numbers have kind of struggled since then, really. So I suppose there was probably more progress with reforms in the early years of his, you know, term of office. And then COVID, you know, slowed the whole thing down, really. But there is a bit of an issue with the role, with the people being promoted after him. So there's a problem with filling the Deputy Garda Commissioner's job at the moment. And I think the government really wanted to hang on to Drew Harris for, you know, 6 months, 12 months more until all of that was sorted out. And once those people were in place, those senior officers were in place.
Yeah, tell us a bit more about that, Connor, because one of the main reasons the government might be so keen for him to stay is that finding people for the senior leadership roles within the Garda Síochána has proven to be a massive issue. Why is that?
It is. So there was a competition run last year for the deputy commissioner's job. Now, that's the second highest ranking officer in the Guards. There was a competition run to find a candidate to fill that role last year. But none of the assistant commissioners, which is the role directly below us, applied for it. And the reason why they didn't apply was because there's a bit of a row going on within the Guards over pensions. And the government brought in quite some time ago new taxation rules around very high value pensions, and essentially you can have a pension pot of worth 2 million, and when it goes over that, a taxation of 72% is applied to that. So in the last year or two, a lot of these long serving very senior Gardaí, when they retired, they got bills of, like, you know, 200,000 euro, 300,000 euros, and really, I suppose, everybody in the upper echelons of the Guards realised, when I retire, I'm going to get that kind of tax bill as well. And I suppose the senior officers, they wanted some clarity around that. They wanted to see if there could be some progress on that before they applied for any other jobs. Because this job that's now vacant, the number two job in the Guards, it would involve around a 40,000 euro pay increase, 30 or 40,000 euro pay increase. And obviously you would spend several years doing that job, so your tax bill will be higher when you retire. Mm. So there was a review into these pension taxation sums, which was launched last year. And these senior Gardaí believed that the post wouldn't be advertised again until that review was completed and was actioned on. But that hasn't happened. And the job was advertised a few weeks ago, and the deadline for applications is going to fall the week after next. So there's a lot of very senior Gardaí, very angry in Garda headquarters. They basically believed they had a promise off the government that this job wouldn't be advertised again until there was some clarity around the pension taxation issue, but they went ahead and advertised the job anyway, and it seems that they're not going to apply again.
So does that mean as well, Connor, that the replacement for Drew Harris is unlikely to come from within the force?
Well, this is the problem. If you haven't really filled the post directly below the Garda Commissioner's role, well, then if the Garda Commissioner goes, who do you have to choose from? And there will be a bit of panic unless they have, you know, people permanently, you know, 8 or 10 people permanently posted to the number two and three ranks in on Garda Síochána by the time the Garda Commissioner goes, as I say, probably the end of May and next year. Well, then it all gets very uncertain, because if you can't fill those posts, trying to fill the top job will be chaos, and they may have to go outside the Garda organisation again. And how popular that will be with the men and women who comprise on Garda Síochána is very much open to question. I mean, you know, there would be overwhelming support for the next commissioner to come from within the ranks of the Guards, a person who joined when they were, you know, in their 20s and came up through the organisation from Temple Moore. So there's definitely a feeling that they want, you know, a Garda member who spent their whole career in the force getting that top job. And if the government had to go outside the organisation to fill that post again, I think that would be very unpopular, and I think it could lead to problems.
All right, thanks for the update, Connor Lally there, Crime and Security Editor with the Irish Times.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.